Welcome back. This is Red Barn Radio, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio, roots music, Southern style.
Our guest this evening on Red Barn Radio, Scott Levi Jones. He's here with the Holy Cow, Caleb Hudson on bass, Omri Skop on guitar, and Noah Tank on drums. Of the songs you've played tonight, what might be one song that you would like people to go back to and check out the lyrics?
You know, I really like Nut House Blues. The version we played tonight's a little more upbeat, but the one we have out is definitely very slow and more sad and moody. But also, How Lucky I Am, I've really enjoyed writing. Some songs that are personal, but I don't have a ton. You know, a lot of songwriters, I feel like everything they do is very personal. I only have a handful of stuff that's personal. When a Man Falls is one of those songs as well that's personal. Sometimes that's how you get writer's block. If you're only trying to write from inside, you don't always have something to give. I've kind of noticed that if I can look at characters and other things around me, it can kind of keep me from getting in that writer's block. So that's like Catfish Queen or songs like that I kind of take from other people. And I use that for inspiration. But I would say as far as the personal songs go, How Lucky I Am, When a Man Falls, and Nut House Blues.
Yeah.
Down and out, been away from it all. Took a step back, I didn't know that I'd fall. There's nothing like writing a song just to turn around and play for a while. Oh, I can't really care what's going on outside, cause I'm too broken in here. Oh, I guess I call it a day now, between a rock and a hard place. My head's just above water and I never made it farther than a trailer out in Cottontown. Till the grass gets green, baby, you can find me in my heavy yard holding it down. Cause when a man falls, does he make a sound? Cause when a man falls, nobody's around. What was I thinking when I set out alone? Nobody calls you when you don't have a phone. I spent December staring up at the sun. And God made me settle, what have I done? Oh, I can't really care what's going on outside, and I'm too broken in here. Oh, I guess I call it a day now, between a rock and a hard place. It's just above water and I never made it farther than a trailer out in Cottontown. Till the grass gets green, baby, you can find me in my heavy yard holding it down. Cause when a man falls, does he make a sound? Cause when a man falls and nobody's around. When a man falls, this is how it sounds.
Let's go back to Freebird while we're talking about sort of the pitfalls of songwriting and, you know, when you can get that writer's block. And it sounds like you're doing some really good things to sort of continue your professional growth, spending time with other people who do this.
Well, another thing I love about Nashville is I have friends that keep me honest. I have very good songwriters as friends. They call me out on things, and I call them out on things. And then I also have great musicians around me, like these guys.
Yeah. All right, well, I want to call you out on something, if you don't mind.
Yeah,
Live. What pet store could a person go to that would sell ducks and geese? I've never seen that before.
That was like one of the few negative comments that song had gotten. Someone's like, where's he at? I was like, I don't know. Tractor Supply sells them. Yeah. The bird with the broken wing, I think people can relate to that. Well, I went to the pet store to buy a feathered friend. Had the clerk show me my options of all and what they had. Now there were parakeets, ducks and geese, but I saw one way in the back. And I said, "Sir, what about her?" He just looked and laughed. "This one's a free bird. She's only got one wing. And it seems that at the dark star is about the only time she sings. Can't charge a lot found in the parking lot, abused and left out in the rain. This one's a free bird. Just buy her a cage." So I took her home and threw away that cage. I guess she can't go far. I hope she wants to stay. And every night it's like she could fly. Her song soars with the moon and the sky. And I'll just smile, listen for a while by the windowsill. Now she's a free bird. She doesn't need both wings. And it seems that at the dark star, that bird loves to sing. She don't need a lot, just a perching spot, shelter from the wind and the rain. Now she's a free bird, and that's the song she sings.
Must hear people say that's a really clever turn of a phrase, because really you've got one in just about every tune.
Yeah, like word plays and stuff like
sure.
that.
Yeah,
I was definitely like really drawn to that when I first moved to town, trying to be clever and slick and stuff. But I think as I get older, I've appreciated more songwriters that sing songs like they would talk, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm falling more in love with the simplicity as I get a little older, hopefully.
Have you, in your life, been known as a guy who's kind of funny or cynical or sarcastic?
Definitely, or? Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, we've been getting more of the reputation as kind of like the funny band that breaks up kind of the comic relief, you know?
Yeah.
But I hope that our music's good, too. I do feel like it's honest, so that's good.
So Prine, a big influence, I assume. People write reference him. How do you like that when people say, "Ah, sir"?
Yeah, well,
climb.
You know, I love Prine. Prine is
sure.
obviously, you know, incredible songwriter. You know, I used to always kind of complain because there was a lot of songwriters that I felt like were Prine's level but didn't get the recognition.
Yeah.
I was always a really big Jim Croce fan. Other writers like that, and obviously, you know, people love him, but like, especially in Nashville, like, everybody's talking about Prine. And then I feel like there's all these guys that nobody talks about. So I used to kind of moan and groan about it. I put out Free Bird, and everyone's commenting, "Welcome back, John Prine." And I'm like, oh, that's what I get, you know? That's what I get. Tiptoe through the hallway, babe. And even though I'm awake, I work like a dog each day to put some food on your plate. And I'm not the man I was. Now my body, it aches.
You run round just like don't a vows break. Now, ooh, honey, where you been? Now, ooh, you spent your love on him. I sit in my chair each night as you fix a meal. You don't have no words for me. I don't know what is real. Remember when our love was young and full of fire. Love was just a blast, your desire. But it's all gone. You tell me what's wrong. Now, ooh, honey, where you been? Now, ooh, you spent your love on him. Now, ooh,
Caleb, it sounds like you guys have known each other for a long time.
Caleb's been the longest consistent guy I've had alongside me.
Yeah.
And really has helped me, you know, just kind of branch out and take things to the next level. Why don't you talk some, Caleb?
Caleb.
Good. Yeah, yeah. We met doing this kind of variety show in Printer's Alley in Nashville, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Basically, and yeah, we'd play together here and there, and then when he put a band together, I was one of the people that got the call, and I was pumped, man, because... You know, I used to, in Mississippi, I had my own band and basically managed and did all the booking. So, like, when I finally had somebody, you know, I felt like I could do that with, I just exploded with, let's go play gigs. You know, So, yeah, that was awesome.
You've taken on that work for these guys.
For a long time, and then Scott quit his day job, and then I was like, finally, I get a little break. So, So Scott does, like, 75% of the booking now, and I still do a little, and, you know. We're just, you know, DIY and everything and, you know, fully independent and hustling.
Caleb keeps a lot of stuff straight, though. I mean, we call each other almost every day, and he's like, man, did you check this? Or do you gotta, probably should do that. And I'm like, oh, I probably.
And I'm so tired that I can't sleep. I got a heavy heart. My love's just too weak. But now you're gone, and in every song we used to sing, now I just speak. I wish that I could buy your time, I'd go broke, and that'd be fine, 'cause I miss you. If Love is patient, love is kind. How did you become so blind to miss you? Skin and bone. You always said my arms felt like home. But now I'm here and on my own, with empty arms and a heart as cold as stone. I wish that I could buy your time. I'd go broke, and that'd be fine, 'cause I miss you. If love is patient, love is kind, how did you become so blind to miss you? Time, I'd go broke, and that'd be fine, 'cause I miss you. If love is patient, love is kind, how did you become so blind to miss you?
We got Omri Skop over here, who is from Israel originally. He's been all over. He's played some incredible stages. Just very blessed to be with him. And he's kind of like the drill sergeant of the group. I mean, we're just all fun and games. And Omri's like, hey, we got, come on. Maybe we should practice. You know?
I heard him before the program bossing our sound guy around.
Yep, he'll do that. He'll do
it
that.
Like he was...
Yeah, we were in a vintage store earlier, and he was trying out just about everything they had. Everyone, he said, well, it ain't perfect, and put it back.
He was saying that even about the perfect ones, right?
Yeah,
it ain't perfect.
And then on drums, we got Noah Tank from Iowa. And Noah have known each other forever. I mean, he was one of my first buddies in town when I moved here. For whatever reason, it took years before we started playing music together. But Noah's played on some big stages, too, and he does the Broadway hustle. So he's full-time and finally started getting together and making music.
Marsha Graves was never one for daylight. Stay inside just to hide from the sunshine. Marsha prays that you fall asleep here some night. Never wake in a coffin case that draws a small line. Marsha Graves, stop holding it in. Marsha Graves, I'll be your friend. Marsha Graves, stop holding it in. Marsha Graves. soul. That's when I met Marcia on a barroom stool. She was down from a lifetime of pain. I won't forget the night she told me her name. Marcia in a picture frame, a funeral alone down on cemetery lane. Her prayers are answered as I fell in love. Yeah, I found Marcia in a puddle of light.
Thanks to WEKU, Red Barn Radio's official radio partner, NPR for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.org. Red Barn Radio is presented with the support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's cultural development, advocacy, and fundraising organization. LexArts, working for the development of a strong and vibrant arts community as a means of enhancing the quality of life in Central Kentucky. And by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information? Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show.
The Red Barn Radio theme was written and performed by the Lucy Becker Band. More information is available on social media at Lucy Becker Music.
Thanks so much for listening. I'm Kathy Stamps.
And I'm Forrest Leffler.
There are many people, thousands in fact, to thank for our broadcast. Four of them are up on the stage. That's Caleb Hudson on bass, Omri Skop playing that tasty guitar, and Noah Tank playing them tasty drums. And then their fearless leader, Scott Levi Jones. These are our guests this evening on Red Barn Radio. Now to the thousands to thank. It's all of you who are listening to our webcast, watching us on social media, and those listening to us on our growing network of Red Barn stations and media worldwide. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Arts Place Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and future programs. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Now, before we close out the program, let's bring back these guys to play some more music. How about it? Holy cow.
Thank you very much for having us. This is going to be our last tune. It's called Wrong Guy, and yeah, here it is. Coming over, mama, I've been waiting for you. It seems for a long, long time. It's been a long time. Maybe we could get together if you'd rather, 'cause I'm better, hon. I'm afraid you got yourself the wrong guy. You got the wrong guy. And I don't really care too much, but I've been caring a lot more since your touch have been long gone. And I can't think of any past love. It's only you, and you're the one I want. I feel it so strong. What you think about me coming over, mama? I've been waiting for you. It seems for a long, long time. Because I'm better, hon. I'm afraid you got yourself the wrong guy. Got the wrong guy. Thank you very much.
Red Barn Radio. Roots music, Southern style. The best music from the roots of the South. And sharing this music with the world.